I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of Hey Spirit. This week, I had the privilege of speaking with Allie. I don't even know where to begin, but I'm just going to say this to you. Be prepared to expect the unexpected. We all have this, I think, idea of what maybe a reading might be like or what signs or symbols are going to look like. I can tell you that this reading with Allie was the unexpected. I hope you all find some peace and comfort and maybe a new way of looking at how to connect with your loved ones of seeing signs and symbols. God bless. And what is your name?
My name is Allie, well, Alexandria, but...
Well, Allie. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Appreciate you allowing me to have the opportunity to share my gift with you.
I appreciate you.
Oh, you're so sweet. Where are you from?
I am from Massachusetts.
Oh, how nice.
Yes.
Is it wicked cold up there?
Freezing. I hate it.
I know it is so cold here too. It's like, thank you so much for joining me today on Hey Spirit. When we lose someone here in the physical world, what we lose is that physical connection, that physical right. bond. But that soul bond can never and will never be broken. And they're going to validate that for you today. I say to everyone that I have the privilege of sharing my gift with, you don't need to go to a medium to connect with your loved ones. I know that's what I do for a living, but I really want you to know that this is real. I feel what I'm able to do. And I look for these validations myself. I'm able to validate it for you that it's real, that it's not your imagination. You're not just trying to make yourself feel better. It's not just you remembering the past. It's your loved ones. So there is a father figure that is stepping forward. So if your dad is not departed, it could be a grandfather, uncle, or someone like a dad. Is this your dad?
That's my dad.
Because I literally heard, of course it's her dad. And I went, oh my God. I literally almost lost my breath. I'm like, she's so young. So young.
Yeah.
So I'm going to first say to you, Allie, I am so sorry that you have to go through life without your dad.
Thank you.
He's a little sassy.
Yeah. Very sassy.
Literally just said to me, he goes, you don't call men sassy. I go, I just called you sassy. I was like, because I couldn't, there was no other word for him. He was like trying to be like so like calm, cool, and collected. Mm-hmm. But it kind of came off so quirky and like awkward because he was like trying to be so cool. And then he got like annoyed and he put on that little sass like.
That sounds just like him.
Right out of the gate, here's your dad. And he's like showing how he was, his personality, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you know that his soul is truly safe and at peace, but more importantly with God. That he's going, I can't believe you said I was quirky. I like, and then I'm saying to him, I'm like, I never had a soul that would like banter with me like this. Like, you're literally arguing with me because I said that you were quirky.
Oh, gosh.
And then he's like, well, I'm not quirky. I'm a badass. And I'm like, okay, all right.
Oh, my gosh. That's just like him. That is just like him.
So we will recap. Allie, your dad is not quirky. He's a badass. He literally just thanked me for saying that to you. Oh my God. Like, I just literally looked at your dad. I go, what am I going to do with you? I just said to him, I go, I don't think anyone has ever come through that way. And he's like, I really need my daughter to know that because your dad's making me feel that he left very quickly. Is that correct? Here in the physical world? Because he snapped his fingers at me. I tasted blood. So was there a tragedy to his departure?
Yeah.
Whatever it is, that's just my symbol for that it was a tragedy. Mm-hmm. Validating for you that even though there was no time to formally say goodbye, he says, I want you to know how sorry I am that I died.
Wow.
Now he's like showing me this tender, sweet side to him of like, he's like, Teresa, I need my daughter to know that I take responsibility for my departure. So when a soul takes responsibility, I want to explain to you, Allie, I think sometimes people don't really, you know, understand, like, I don't have to understand things. And because I kind of feel like your dad's a little bit of private, or maybe even about maybe what went on or how he died, whatever it is, that's his business. I'm fine with that. He does not want you to feel that you could have, or anyone could have prevented his departure. Your dad wants to talk about the anniversary of his death.
Yeah. It's been 2 years. It's going to be 3 in February.
Okay. Oh, so his anniversary is coming up.
Yes.
Okay. I feel like your dad could get anyone to do anything.
He could.
Like, I was going to use the term like my grandfather used to say, oh, you could sell ice to an Eskimo. Like, that's like how I feel like your dad is doing to me right now. Like, I literally just said to him, I go, you showed me my symbol for your anniversary. I feel like he wants to channel on his terms.
Yep.
And he wants to do it his way. And I was like, all right, I'll do the best that I can, you know, do it your way, but I'm going to guarantee you my way is good, you know.
Yep.
But I let him do, again, validating his personality. Is it something that you want to do or you're trying to put together for his anniversary?
Yeah. So his anniversary, I do by myself. I go and I do something that he would do or go somewhere he would go. And that's what I do around his anniversary.
Okay. So was this something you were just thinking about? What am I going to do?
Yeah.
Perfect. So know that while you were thinking about that, know that his soul was with you at that exact moment. Did your dad like to take road trips?
Yeah.
Because he goes, let's pack up and go on a road trip. I'm like, where are we going?
He liked to it doesn't even have to be far. He would just like to go do stuff, and he would like to get in the car and go somewhere all the time.
So even if you just did that, even if you just like, you know what, I'm going on a road trip today, and you just drove around Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
Know that when you were thinking about it, wanting to do what you were going to do, know that your dad's soul was with you at that exact moment. He says, you had an experience with his soul. Is that correct? Where you either dreamt of him or you thought you saw him?
Yeah.
And he made me feel like in that experience, you embraced or said goodbye to him.
Yes, I did.
Oh my God. You know, I don't dream of my loved ones that have died. So I share that with you because I don't want you to think that everyone does or anyone has that experience. It's just not everyone does. And your dad, like, now he's still trying to be quote unquote cool. Mm-hmm. He's like, I don't know why my daughter feels that we didn't get to say goodbye. We said goodbye. And then he showed me my symbol for a visitation or someone had a dream of them.
Yeah, I did. It was crazy.
Wow. So know that that was real. Know that that was your dad's soul that came to you to have that moment, whatever it was, of being able to say goodbye. Then your dad's going, I can't believe you didn't tell my daughter not once, Teresa, how good looking I am. And he goes, you didn't tell her not once how good looking I am. Look at this hair. And he's like fixing his hair. And
oh, yeah, that's him all the way, all the way.
Do you have a picture of your dad in front of you right now or like really close by?
I actually have a tattoo and it is an outline of me and him.
Because he keeps showing me the and going like this. This is what I look like. This is me. Like, look how good looking I am here.
Yeah, the tattoos right here.
Validating for you that your dad is with you. Knowing everything that you do. I almost feel like you changed so much since your dad's departure. Like, what I'm going to do for a living. Yeah. Where I'm going to live. And
yeah, I did. Completely the opposite direction.
Wow. So know that your dad knows mm-hmm. and supporting all of your choices and decisions.
Good. That's good to hear.
Why do I feel like, so when spirit shows me East Coast, West Coast, that's my symbol for like separation. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you aren't speaking to someone or if you, there's a separation within your family.
Oh, that's so weird. That is so weird. Yes. Yeah. On his side of the family, we're kind of disconnected right now.
Okay, look, this is not your dad saying, Allie, you're right, they're wrong, or mm-hmm. vice versa. What your dad is doing is acknowledging that he knows, look, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Mm-hmm. He knows what's going on. And he says, I want you to know that I support your position. Because I feel like he showed me like you kind of like removed yourself and was like, you know what, I'm not doing this right now.
Exactly that.
So know that your dad is saying, I support your choices and decisions. I understand your position. I understand why you feel the way that you feel. He actually said to me, he goes, tell my daughter I'm sorry, because he made me feel like, I don't know if somebody said something to you that was hurtful. I was going to say inappropriate, but I feel like more like hurtful. Like it was like, yeah. why would you say that to me? Mm-hmm. Why would you say that? So, and he says, this is the problem, Teresa, is that nobody understands and can tell Allie how she feels. Like, this is the way that she feels. Someone else might not think that that was hurtful or that was wrong or not appropriate to say, but it was very hurtful to her.
Mm-hmm.
And you have every right to feel the way that you feel. He says, and I want you to know that I'm very proud of the way that you have conducted yourself, on how you have handled yourself with dignity and grace. You look like maybe you're like 20.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm talking to a 40-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
So know that your dad is acknowledging how proud he is on the mature decisions that you are making.
Thank you.
Do you have a boyfriend?
Yes.
He goes, all right, let's talk about the boy. I'm like, all right, easy. I'm like, do you have to switch that fast? He literally just made me dizzy. I like, your dad's like a whirlwind.
Mm-hmm. Big one.
I feel like he's like the best dad, though.
He was the best dad.
It's like, Allie, you don't want to go to school today? You want to go to the park? All right, let's go. Did mm-hmm. he have a motorcycle?
No, he did not.
Or it was just that free living. Like he just yes. lived life free.
Yes, he did.
Your dad, I don't know if he had like one-liners or would like say things like this, but he'd be like, you know, Teresa, you make life, you make plans for life. He says, and you know, and then God laughs.
Yeah.
He's like, I wouldn't have traded anything. He goes, it was almost like my soul knew that I wasn't going to live here long in the physical world. Mm-hmm. It was something that I just felt in my soul. It wasn't here so much in my head. It was just something in my soul. He says, and there's a part of me that I'm grateful for that because I always live life to the fullest. I always lived life and my motto was live with no regrets.
Yep. Yes.
And he says, even though I left at a young age and quickly, he says, I wouldn't have changed things that I did with my life. He says, because we have memories. It wasn't decades, right?
Yeah. No.
He says, but we have memories that seem like decades. Mm-hmm. And he says, that is what I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for those. So know that when you're, because he just like literally had me like sitting, you were sitting on a bed and I saw you like going through like a memory book, but it was almost like of things of.
Oh, yes. I have a portfolio and I've had it since I was a kid and he would save all my schoolwork, everything from when I was a kid, art projects I made. And when he passed, I got like some of the things, some of his belongings that I put in there. And I go through it here and there all the time. I'm always looking through it.
So know that when you do that, Allie, know that your dad's soul is right beside you.
Wow.
Did you just have a difficult time with like letting people in or guarding yourself?
Yeah.
Because I just, this is your dad. Teresa, well, look how different she is. I go, she looks like a beautiful, young, smart young lady. He goes, no, you don't know. And then he made me feel this like a block that just went up.
Yeah.
And he shows me, and then like when Spirit like kind of pushes me away like this with my hands, it's just my symbol for where we're kind of closing ourselves off and like kind of pulling away.
Yeah, I do that. I tend to do that more now than not with everybody.
He made me feel like though with some people it's justified. He says it's okay. It's okay to let people see you cry. Your dad literally makes me feel like I have this lump in my throat. And I'm like holding back and I don't want to cry. Yeah. He says, my daughter sometimes thinks that she always has, she is the strongest woman that I know. He says, but I need her to know that sometimes crying isn't a sign of weakness. It's a release of letting go of sometimes emotions that we shouldn't carry.
Yeah, that just happened. That just happened. Like it literally happened like a couple nights ago where I do that a lot. I build up all my emotion and then I break down at one time. And I just broke down like two nights ago.
No such thing as a coincidence.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say, it was almost like, did you feel like you got a hug from your dad's soul that night after that happened?
Yeah, I did. It really felt like that.
Know that that's real. How in the world, Allie, would I know how you feel?
I know. I don't know. Well, I don't know.
Literally, I wish people could see you right now. Like, she's sitting here all cute and beautiful, smiling. Like, there's no way. Well, there is a way. Your dad's soul. Validating that what you felt, that you thought was like a hug from your dad's soul. Know that that truly was your dad's soul. Know that that is him. Know that it is a validation that he will always be there because he was that go-to for you. He was that person that you went to, mm-hmm. that you counted on. He says, and my soul will never leave you.
Wow.
Do you remember as a child, did your dad do something? I can't believe I'm going to say this, with your feet? Like he literally just started playing with your toes. Like this little piggy went to the market.
Yes.
This little piggy.
Yes. Okay. So we were in the car and he would always do that. He'd be in the front seat. I'd be behind him. So he'd be in the passenger and I would be behind him. And he would always grab my toes from the front seat. And he would stick his hands behind the seat and grab my toes.
I literally just said to your dad, I go, I am not saying this little piggy in a reading. I go, I don't know. He goes, then he went like this to me. He goes, okay, you're going to miss out on a great validation. And he like threw his hands up at me and like walked away from me. Your dad will always be there holding on to your feet, holding on to you, keeping you grounded.
Yeah.
Did you think that you saw your dad in your house? Or did you think you have to understand when spirit, they show me things in my frame of reference. Yeah. So when they put me in a hallway and then they have me look down a hallway and I see like a shadow or like a silhouette, that's my symbol for where someone saw someone. Sometimes someone might say, you know what? I feel like every time I walk past my dad's room or when I walk by, I feel like someone's behind me or I feel something.
Yeah. So it happens when I'm sleeping and I tend to wake up in the middle of the night. And I'll look over at a certain spot. Usually it's always in my room. Every time in my room, I feel something and I feel like, hey, I see a shadow right there, but I'll close my eyes and go back to bed.
Know that that's your dad. Know that you're not crazy. And your dad's like, it's always like the same time. It's always like 3 o'clock or.
Yeah, it really is at the same time.
Know that that's him. These are the little things that we kind of have to pay attention to. I know they're small or, you know, I think sometimes we have this idea of what the soul communication would be like, right? Because we watch these movies, we see these things, and right. It's sometimes just a feeling, a knowing. And I'm going to say this, your dad's making me feel like there's a part of you that knew that it was your dad. Like that shadow was your dad.
Yeah.
But you were afraid that the shadow might be bad.
Exactly.
So now I understand why your dad had me explain to you how I see spirit. When I look down a hall, I might see like a shadow or a silhouette, or I might just feel something. Know that that's him. Truly know that that's him and believe that that's him. You're not crazy. It's not your imagination. It's not wishful thinking. I don't know. Your dad kind of jumps all over the place. Like, I feel like he gets me to an area, then he jumps off, and then he you know. And because now I feel like, because he kind of keeps me at a safe distance with his passing. Like, he shows me a little bit, and then he pulls me away, and then, puts, and he says, I just want my daughter to know that I wasn't afraid when I died. He says, and I want her to know that there is a heaven. I'll refer to it as heaven. Mm-hmm. And whatever that is that you imagine it to be. And when I see gold and white light, that is my symbol for God's presence. So know that your dad's soul has found a place with God.
Good. Wow. That's good to hear.
And then he goes like this, your dad, he's like, he gives me this little bit like, yeah, like a little emotional. And then he's like, you know, because I questioned that, you know, Teresa, you know, God. He goes, I didn't even know about the whole God thing. And I'm like, well, I would stop saying that. Like, he's right there. Like, I keep seeing the golden white light. So kind of take it to, he's like, yeah, I didn't know if I believed in the whole God thing.
He didn't know if he believed. Yeah, he didn't. He was not for it when he was here physically.
How amazing is that?
That's amazing.
And I said to him, I go, oh, I find that interesting on how you chose to come through and say that. And your dad kind of made me feel like, I don't think I ever had a soul communicate like this before. Your dad is just like, you know, I've watched you, Teresa, I've watched you. I've watched you read people and, you know, what you say. And he says, I admire the fact that you share with everyone your faith, but you allow people to find their own faith. Mm-hmm. Or incorporate what it is, what they believe faith is. He says, and that leads you to a path of faith. I said, well, I find that interesting that you're sharing that with me. I don't quite understand it because a soul's never said that to me. He says, because I want my daughter to know that I want her to continue to believe in a faith. He says, I don't care what it is. He says, I want her to believe and hold on to something. Do you meditate?
No, I do not. I pray, but that's a way of meditation, I guess.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So here's the interesting thing. He showed me a Buddha and then he showed me you praying. Mm-hmm. So sometimes spirit will show me that, like, I incorporate my fit. Like, I don't know if you can see behind, I got a Buddha behind me with rosary beads around it. I don't think in the Catholic faith, like, that's, but that's what I do. I got St. Teresa right next to the Buddha over there. Like, it's just, it's something like I believe in incorporating, and I believe meditation is so important. And there are a lot of things that I take from other faiths that I incorporate into my faith.
Yeah.
So I think that what your dad is trying to say, whatever it is, that even though your beliefs might have been different than him, or you're incorporating other things, he says, I want you to know that I'm proud of you and I need you to continue to hold on to that faith. Fair enough?
Yes, very fair.
And he keeps holding a cross. So do you have a religious article?
I'm not wearing it this second, but I have rosaries. Oh, rosary perfect. With the cross. Yes.
Perfect. Perfect. So know that your dad says, I want you to realize, Allie, with everything that you do, how proud I am.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Okay, guys, I'm going to throw it back a bit. You know what I don't miss at all? I do not miss that vicious cycle before my period. I would feel like I was going to crawl out of my skin, sometimes the breakouts, and oh my God, can we talk about the cravings? But now, Estro Control makes it easier to manage PMS. So Estro Control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. The way Estro Control eases PMS is quite interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. Estro Control was created to help women feel like themselves all throughout the month because PMS can rob them of a week of their lives every single month, and that just isn't fair. Estro Control is made specifically for women who are perimenopausal. It is perfect for women that haven't entered menopause yet. In fact, it's amazing for perimenopause when hormones start to fluctuate and PMS can turn into a beast. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SPIRIT at checkout.
He almost makes me feel like everything that you do, like you breathe your dad. Or that's what you try to do. Is that correct?
Yeah, I do all the time.
Are you disappointed that someone doesn't do the same, or they don't do it enough, or are you disappointed in how people are remembering him, whatever it is?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. So look, again, this doesn't mean that you go back and you say, oh, you know what dad said? He's disappointed. Or you know what my father said about you? You know, that's not what this is about.
Yeah.
You had a very unique bond with your dad.
I did.
And not everyone is going to grieve the same way. It doesn't make it right. It doesn't make it wrong. Because our relationships were different. So your dad says, I give you that permission to continue to grieve the way that you feel that you need to for me. He says, but don't place so much pressure or have any expectations on how others should.
Yeah.
Everyone deals with grief differently. So I understand. I get why you feel that way, but I don't want you to hold on to those negative emotions. Fair enough. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Or to get upset or get angry at someone. He also made me feel like that you, did you speak at his funeral or did you write something? Because he kept showing me this piece of paper and wrote my hero on the top of it. So know that that's my symbol for that somebody wrote something in honor or in memory of their departed loved one.
I was going to speak, but I couldn't contain myself, so I couldn't.
But you did have something prepared, is that correct?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. So know that this is your dad's way of letting you know he wants to thank you for the amazing and beautiful tribute and knows what you wrote in honor and in memory of him. Sometimes, a lot of times, spirit, when they acknowledge something and they make me feel like somebody did something, sometimes it's even with a tattoo. Someone will say, oh, I thought about it, but I didn't do it. Or, oh, I wanted to release balloons in memory of them. To spirit, the thought and wanting to do something in memory of them means the absolute world to them. It means as if we actually did it. So know that your dad knows of exactly what you prepared and wants to thank you for that tribute.
Wow, that's nice to know.
How do you connect with the beach or the water?
Oh my gosh. We went to the beach every year.
Because he goes, you left that out in the tribute. You left out the beach part.
Yeah. We went to the beach all the time. All the time. Lake, beach. He loved the beach.
So every time you go to the beach, to the lake, wherever it may be, know that you're bringing your dad's soul with you. How do you connect with a tree? Was it something when you were little? I don't know if there was like a treehouse or something with a tree, or I don't know if we were going to plant a tree in a park, or if there was a special tree in the park that you would go to.
We spent a lot of time at my grandmother's, and there was always this tree in the backyard, and we would always hang out there, my cousins and I. So we would always be there.
And are there family members on your dad's side? Because I feel like there are still a lot of loved ones here in the physical world.
But yes.
There are other people on the other side that maybe you didn't know that well, or validating that the soul. Because I said, oh, I said, that was an interesting way to show the tree. And he says, well, I wanted to also show my daughter the tree of life. And acknowledging that even though that there are a lot of people still here in the physical world, he is with other loved ones on the other side. And he's not alone.
His father passed away, I think, before I was born. So, yeah, there are some people up there.
So when he had said people that you had never met,
mm-hmm.
know that his soul is not alone. And I love the fact that he brought you to that tree of where they used to go, right? Validating that all of the souls are together on the other side. He's just showed me this t-shirt. So do you have your dad's t-shirt? So do you wear his t-shirt?
I actually was talking about how I was going to wear it under my clothes. I didn't end up doing it, but I have his t-shirt, and it's a Boston Red Sox shirt, and it says number one dad on it. And I was going to wear it, but I didn't, but yes.
See? So know that when you were contemplating it, looking at the t-shirt, know that your dad's soul was with you at that exact moment. And sometimes you don't even need to wear it, right? Again, you're not even wearing it.
Yeah, right.
And I love the fact and I literally just said to your dad, I go, oh, now you're quirky. I'm calling you again. So he started laughing. Like, your dad just like went like in a full like belly laugh. Because I said to him, when he showed me the t-shirt, I don't think I've ever said this to someone so much about a dad and this special bond that he had with his daughter, and like that he was this great dad. You had all of these amazing memories. Your dad showing me, it was like every day you did something with your dad. It was these memories that you have that some people might not have in a lifetime. And I love how your dad validated it with the t-shirt again, saying, And I guess this is for other people listening too. Like, when you think about doing something for your loved ones in memory of them, and even if you don't do it, it's the same thing. It's as if we actually do it, because they are with us at that exact moment, the soul, so they know. Your dad also just said to me, he goes, my daughter was also surprised on all the things that I saved of hers.
Yeah. I was.
Did you make your dad something that was like, when Spirit shows me like a macaroni necklace or like an ashtray? Remember? I don't know. You're too young, but back in the day when I went to school, we used to make these awful ashtrays.
I actually made, when in school, I made a clay bowl. It was a little bowl and I made it out of clay, and he used it as an ashtray instead of using it as a regular bowl.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. Because I, as the words came out of my mouth, I was like, they probably won't even make ashtrays anymore because nobody smokes anymore, right? Like, it's such a generational thing. Like, I officially feel old. Like, and it's like, I literally thought to myself, I don't think they have to make ashtrays in school anymore. And then for you to say my dad used it as an ashtray,
yeah.
Absolutely incredible. Amazing, amazing, amazing.
Yeah.
Now, your mom's still here in the physical world?
Yes.
Because your dad just took red roses and handed them to your mom. So that's my symbol of love and devotion. It is also a symbol of anniversary, or however she can connect with it. Know that this is your dad's way. He wants to send his love to your mom and to say that he's sorry. He says, you know, when you get to the other side, I had to kind of review my life through my wife's eyes. And I saw how maybe I could have been a little different. And he says, I want to take responsibility for my part and say I'm sorry. And I want her to know how much I truly did care for her. And I want to thank her for giving me the most beautiful and precious gift.
Wow.
Your dad is so funny. It's like he's talking to me, but then he like talks to himself. I literally look back over like, where'd you go? And I see him talking to himself. He goes, yeah, because I never took responsibility for anything when I was here in the physical world.
And I just said to him, I go, are you talking to yourself? He goes, stop looking at me. What you see is what you get. And I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And then he looked at me and he goes, and you know what, Teresa? He goes, I hurt people along the way. He goes, yeah, it was a great motto. He says, but I see from the other side on how, because of that, I hurt people. And he says, and for that, I am sorry. So I want to explain to you, so you can maybe explain to your mom, that when a soul comes through and they say they're sorry, and then when they take it even one step further and say that they take responsibility, what they're doing is they're taking responsibility for their actions, for their choices. It doesn't mean that he was always wrong.
Yeah.
He's just taking responsibility for his part. But he had to relive his life through, say, your mom's eyes, and had to feel what it was like to maybe be disappointed, whatever the situation is or was, that he says, I want her to know that I'm sorry. And I understand.
Well, that's different. I never would have expected him to say something like that.
And I think that might be one of the reasons why your dad had to show so much of his personality. Because a lot of times, Allie, a soul will bring forward all the healing messages first and then validate it with their personality. So this validates also when I said to you, your dad wants to channel his way, and he asked me to trust him, and I did. Mm-hmm. And now I fully understand why. Because it was important for you to see how your dad is and was. And I think that first step was showing that his soul was with God. And everything that his soul is learning and going through. And I guess one of his first lessons were that he had to see how maybe he disappointed your mom. Or how he couldn't be there for her. How she needed him to be. And he says, and for that, I am sorry. I think you understand now the feeling of what I said to you in the beginning, Allie, in my speech when I said, you know, spirit never ceases to amaze me. They blow me away every time I channel them. And I feel like your dad just did that to you.
Yeah, he did.
Your dad said to me, he goes, Teresa, it was important because I want my daughter to understand that I do truly fully support her. And there were some things that she disagreed with me. Or that she couldn't understand.
Yeah.
He says, and I needed her to understand that I get it now. I understand why you felt that way. But then he's very quick to say, but you know, if I wasn't that way, Teresa, I wouldn't have all these experiences. So I don't regret anything. I'm just sorry. I said, yeah, I get it.
That sounds just like him.
Do you have a lot of like your dad's things that he had?
Yeah, I got a lot of things from him when he passed away.
And you kind of kept everything, correct?
Yeah.
He says, I want you to know that I will support the decision if you go through these things and you decide there are certain things that you don't want to hold on to. Mm-hmm. If you want to offer them to other family members, that's great. And if they don't want it, if you want to, I like to use the word donate.
Yeah.
It sounds nicer. Yeah, I never want anyone to misinterpret and say, oh yeah, I'm getting a dumpster. Dad said we could get rid of all the stuff. Like that's not, you know, it's just if you choose to. Mm-hmm. If and when that time comes and you feel comfortable of, and there are things that you feel that you don't need to hold on to and that you want to let go of, know that he would support the decision. This doesn't mean you have to do this. You should do that. It's just acknowledging that if you do choose, he supports the decision. Your dad just leaned over and kissed you and said, I love you to the moon and back.
Yeah. He used to say that all the time.
I have this ability to like where the soul like really fully enters me. And I literally felt like your dad had me look at you the way that he would look at you, like so proud. I don't know. Did you feel that? I don't mean to sound creepy, but this is not something that happens very often. And I literally just said to your dad, I'm like, all right, you got a little too familiar. Like it literally, like I felt like for this split second, he had me look at you the way he did.
Yeah, it's weird. This whole time I've been like stuck on your screen. Like I can't look anywhere else. My eyes are just like right there.
Your dad. I can't. It's his soul that it has done this incredible, remarkable job of giving you not only a gift of peace and comfort, but of peace and faith. And I love that.
Me too.
I always say, you know, there are souls that touch me a certain way. You know, it always strikes me, you know, I never thought in a million, like your dad was like crazy. Like he was like spirit on steroids. Like he got me to do things, say things that I never experienced before. And I share that with you. And I share that with people because I feel it's so important because it really validates the strength of their soul. But it also validates us.
Right.
On our healing process. And I feel like, because your dad's like, I don't think my daughter realizes how much she really has healed. She's not stuck. She really has healed. And I think that's the way that he channeled gave me that ability to show you that. And it's not something that happens all the time. So even though your dad is not here in the physical world, he is still one of your biggest cheerleaders on the other side.
Yeah, that's good to hear. Sometimes I felt like he wasn't there, like his soul was gone. I don't get signs. I don't see certain things. So I got scared that he wasn't there.
And they're revalidated with the shadow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and here's the other thing that I want to share with you and for others that are listening, because I think people, you know, if they're like, okay, if they hear us, then they're going to know that I want to see 10 red cardinals, 5 butterflies, and 2 rainbows by Saturday. Like, I feel like I used to say you can't do that. But then I've also learned, yeah, you know, you can do that, but you have to open up the scope. It might not just be rainbows in the sky. It might not just be red cardinals or butterflies flying in front of your car. It might be you might walk into a stationery store and there might be a card that has a rainbow on it. Or you might walk into the grocery store and you know how they have those garden flags and there's a red cardinal on it. Like those are signs too. So like if you're going to be that specific, like you have to kind of open your scope to whatever goes on that day. And I also feel like the harder we look, the harder it is to find.
Yes. Yeah, I agree.
So I think that's the thing that I love about signs is because they come from out of nowhere. They come when we least expect it. So I look forward into you feeling and seeing the unexpected.
Thank you.
Your dad most certainly did that today. I can't thank you enough for allowing me to share my gift, but more importantly, for trusting me with the soul of your father. It was a true honor to channel for you today.
Thank you so much.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My name is Alexandria Melanson, and I am from Massachusetts. My experience in the beginning was overwhelming. I didn't know what I was going to hear, but when she started saying things and it started to add up with my life, with my father, it all started to make sense, and I wasn't so nervous and overwhelmed anymore. I know she said about like a strain, a difference with my family right now, something going on, and it happened a day before. And there was no way anybody would have known about it. That set me back and pushed me back a little bit. But that was crazy to me to hear about everything with my family. She mentioned something about feet. And she even said, I don't ever say things like this, but he's saying something about, you know, this little piggy went to the market. And it was crazy because my dad used to wiggle my toes in the car. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, how did she know that? Actually, a day after the reading, I was bringing my boyfriend to work and I was on my way back home, and this huge rainbow, like I was listening to my dad's playlist, and this huge rainbow formed when I was driving back. And like, we used to always look for rainbows. Like if it was raining or storming, that's what we'd look out for. And it was just crazy how it happened when I was just listening to his music. I called my mom. She was the first person I called because she mentioned how my dad was giving her roses. And like, that was a sign for saying like, I take responsibility. She was freaking out. My mom was surprised because my mom isn't like a believer. Like she has her beliefs and they're different from mine, which is fine. But she was taken back because she was like, oh my gosh, like I would have never expected him to say something like that. And I was like, I know, it's insane. There was like no feeling to describe it. In the beginning, I was overwhelmed. Obviously, I was nervous because I've never spoken with a medium before. So I didn't know what I was walking into. But after, I had no idea how I felt. I was just, it was a ball of emotions running through me. But it was an overall amazing experience. I would do it over and over again if I could. It's hard to believe in something when your mind is so close to it. But I feel like once somebody opens up their mind and gives it a try, you never know what the outcome could be. And they could actually get answers to something that they were wondering for a long time.
Hey guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.